Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester, and thank you so much for letting me in your ear once again. In this episode of the Jazz Treasury, we're going to look at the jazz men, the vocalists. As long as jazz has existed, men have been singing it. And in the period between the mid-20s and the mid-50s, jazz vocalists often crossed over into the world of popular music. Some were basically popular entertainers who sang with the natural swing of born jazzmen, while others were leading instrumentalists who always loved to sing. They created a rich diversity of styles, jovial or melancholy, silky or raucous. And there were a lot more singers besides Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby, fantastic singers no doubt. But we're going to look at some of the more obscure jazz singers you may have not heard of before, and we're going to start with Bunny Berrigan, I Can't Get Started.
On the golf course, I'm under par. Metro Goldwyn have asked me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. 'Cause you're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, I dream day and night of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
Thank you.
Bunny Berrigans does the vocal and trumpet here, and Irving Goodman, Steve Lipkins on trumpet, Al George, Sonny Lee on trombone, Mike Doty, Joe Dixon on alto sax and clarinet, Clyde Rounds and Georgia Auld on tenor, Joe Lippman on piano, Tom Morgan on guitar, Hank Wayland on bass, and George Wedding on drums. This is recorded in New York City in 1937. Bunny Berrigan, in both his trumpet playing and his singing, Bunny was a true son of Louis Armstrong. His name will always be linked to this performance of this song, I Can't Get Started, which came out on a 12-inch record, unusual for popular music at this time. It became an instant classic and still exerts a remarkable evocative power, which has led to its repeated use in films, notably over the closing titles of Save the Tiger, starring Jack Lemmon. Okay, next up, Frank Sinatra, back in 1940. The song that we're going to hear is East of the Sun, and this was recorded in New York City, and it features Frank Sinatra on vocals, Bunny Berrigan doing the trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on the trombone, Johnny Mintz, clarinet, Fred Stultz on tenor, Joe Bushkin on piano, Clark Yoakam on guitar, Sid Weiss on bass, Buddy Rich playing the drums. Let's listen to East of the Sun.
East of the sun,
fame in the brightness,
west of the moon,
we'll be digging a globe,
we'll build a dream house,
a righteous path
of love,
where you can really lay it on me,
near to the sun in the day,
we'll be jumping,
near to the moon at night,
you'll be with me,
we'll live in a lovely way,
solitude I'm in,
living on love. Just you and I.
We'll mix the squares
forever and a day.
So long, so long.
Love will not die.
We're together forever.
We'll keep it that way.
Forever.
Up among the stars, we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon.
On the June night, dear, kiss me and hold tight forever.
East of the sun and west of the moon.
Well, all right then, take 'em, Bunny.
In 1939, at the age of 23, Sinatra joined the Harry James Orchestra as vocalist. After less than a year, he moved on to join Tommy Dorsey It was from Dorsey's seamless trombone style that he claimed to have developed his smooth vocal delivery and remarkable breath control. Joe Stafford, at that time a member of the Pied Pipers, Dorsey's vocal group, later recalled his first session with them. "I know it sounds like a B-movie, but it's true. Before he'd sung four bars, we knew he was going to be a great star." The next singer I'd like to share is Wingy Malone. The Isle of Capri was recorded in 1936, with Wingy Malone doing the vocals and trumpet, and Matty Matlack on clarinet, Eddie Miller on tenor, Gil Bowers on piano, Nappy Lamar on guitar, Harry Goodman playing the bass, and Ray Maudick on drums. And this is recorded in 1935 in New York City. Wingy Malone doing the Isle of Capri.
All my pants and I lost all my dough. Now listen to me, if you really want to know, I don't want to be on this island no more. Oh, Capri, on the aisle, I'ma swing you down in the latest style. Now listen, little trumpet, bear with me, I can blow you off the Isle of Capri.
Listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
Now for Wingy Malone, playing the trumpet and singing were all part of the same act. A fast-talking Italian from New Orleans, Malone was the model all-around entertainer and cheery trooper, always incorporating comedy into his act. For many years, he worked as a kind of satellite to his pal, Bing Crosby, and appeared on the crooner's radio shows up until the early 50s. Jack Teagarden. If Bing always sounded laid back, then Jack Teagarden was horizontal. This was sometimes literally true, since sessions had been known to end with him flat on his back, dead drunk, and out cold. Teagarden, T, or Big Eye, was of course the first great trombonist in jazz, and many would still say that he was the greatest of all. He was born in 1905 in Vernon, Texas. where the relations between the races were unusually good for the South at that time. And as a child, he loved to listen to black bands and gospel choirs and grew up with a completely natural feeling for the blues. You can hear all this in his singing, which is soft, rounded, and attractively slurred. He and Louis Armstrong shared a close and unaffected friendship, and one of the most touching jazz moments ever caught on film is their duet version of Rockin' Chair in the 1958 movie Jazz on a Summer's Day. "I'll tan your hide," sings T. "My hide's already tanned," replies Louis, and they both fall about laughing. Well, let's listen to Jack Teagarden doing a classic, "The Stars Fell on Alabama."
Moonlight and magnolia, starlight in your hair, all the world a dream come true. Did it really happen? Was I really there? Was I really there with you? We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and the stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beats like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and you in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beats like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
And this track features Jack Teagarden on vocal and trombone, Charlie Teagarden doing the trumpet, Benny Goodman playing the clarinet here, and Frankie Trumbauer on C melody sax, Casper Reardon on harp, Terry Shand on piano, Art Miller on bass, Herb Quigley on drums, recorded in New York City, 1934. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think it would be downright criminal if we didn't include at least one Bing Crosby track on this CD in this episode. We're going to listen to Bing Crosby in 1928 back in New York City. Let's listen to Bing Crosby doing "Tain't So, Honey, Tain't So."
Hey, people, you should come to Arkansas. Meet a friend of mine, old Aunt Phoebe Law. She's known to everyone for miles around. She will help you when friends forsake you and troubles bear you down. For those who come her way are blessed when they hear her say, "Tain't so, honey, tain't so." Spoke to the Lord and the Lord said, "No, tain't so, honey, tain't so." "Tain't so, honey, tain't so. Tomorrow will bring something good, I know, tain't so. I mean, it just ain't so." makes no difference what your problem may be. Just look up, brother, and I'm sure you will see. Tain't so, honey, tain't so. The devil said yes, but the Lord said no. Tain't so, honey, tain't so.
Okay, we're going to finish up this episode with something that many of you may have not heard before, unless you've been around for a while. The Ink Spots. Talk about vocals. Talk about men's vocals. The Ink Spots were a hit back in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. And this is a track called Yes, Sir. And it was recorded back in 1937, New York City. And the Ink Spots consisted of Jerry Daniels and Ivory Watson doing vocals, Charlie Fuqua, vocals and guitar, and Orville Hoppy Jones on vocal and bass. Let's listen to the Ink Spots do a song called Yes, Sir.
Yes, yeah. Won't does my baby call me honey?
Yes, sir.
Does she let me spend her money?
Yes, sir.
Whoa, when I hear her gentle sighs and she rolls them big black eyes, will that make goose pimples rise?
Yes, sir.
Take it, Charlie. Yowza. Oh, you dog. Whoa, is that gonna be a wedding?
Yes, sir.
With the news around already spreading.
Yes, sir.
When we truck up side by side and the play here comes the bride, will I be poked out with pride?
Yes, sir.
Take it, Brother Hoppy.
Zadada, 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 yeah.
Come on with a chicken.
Yowzer.
Didn't we cats have a sweet bone picking?
Yowza.
Whoa, when the neighbors count their flock and the miss at Plymouth Rock, ain't they gonna have a shock?
Yowza.
Look out there, Charlie. Cush footed. Didn't the chocolate drop say she was single?
Yowza.
Whoa, when I went up to a flat, someone demanded who was that. I trucked on out without my hat.
Yowza.
Yeah.
right, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know where we get our information from here at the Jazz Treasury Podcast, from many different sources, from a magazine that was put out in Great Britain by the Marshall Cavendish Foundation called Jazz Greats, from the back of album covers that I've been collecting for over 40 years, from blogs, from podcasts, from magazines, wherever I can find it. Jazz is a love of mine. Okay, that's it for this edition of the Jazz Treasury with Rich Sylvester. And thank you so much for letting me in your ear once again. And I know these are short, but they are excerpts of some jazz you might not have heard before. And the foundations of jazz. Jazz is still alive. It's still thriving. But it's come from somewhere. And these are the roots, the foundations of jazz that I have chosen to share with you. Next time on the Jazz Treasury, we feature the music of King Oliver. Until then, enjoy the jazz.